This is Rat Pack Radio,
the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits of music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius. A man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's a drive! Way back! It might be! It could be!
This is my favorite part coming up right now.
All right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back. We are live. Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, streaming online on the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. We're also on ratpacksports.com. You can find us on Apple, TuneIn app. Apple or Android. You can find us on Twitter at Rat Pack Sports. And you can also, if you're on Android, you can download the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. And you can listen to us that way as well. So we got many different avenues you can check us out, man. And at the end of the day, we're here every week to bring you the best there is in sports talk and entertainment. And appreciate everybody that tune in to us every week, showing us love and just, you know, downloading, giving us that support, man. It's been a great run, and I got a great crew, and I put them up against anybody. I said what I said, and I'm not even joking around about that. I put my guys up against anybody. I say it all the time. Sometimes it could come off as I'm like, you know, I'm joking around and not real serious about it. But I will do that. I will put us up against anybody. I'm that confident in what my guys do over here on this side. Boss Hall, Sean Naylor, Rat Pack Sports Show, NBA Insider, Mr. Nicholas Lane. Also, you know, Rat Pack Sports Show, Mr. William Graves, left field correspondent, Carlton Cook, My man Chester. I might be missing somebody. Yeah, see, Sean Naylor, big time. We will be bringing you the fantasy football stardom and sit-ems this week. And yeah, so we gonna get this thing going, man. We gotta, you know, again, we, you know, have a great show. William Graves will be joining us here shortly. And we'll also have maybe a few of the other characters join us, you know, on the show tonight as well. But we're also going to be streaming as we do every week. We'll be over on Bucks Life of about 9 o'clock. So around about 9 o'clock, we will go live. We'll be streaming live on Bucks Life. We'll also be streaming on Twitch, Rat Pack Sports Show Facebook page as well. And trying to get it set up. I'm trying to get the stream set up so you can, you know, just go right to the Rat Pack Sports Show website and the stream will be automatically on there. I just haven't been able to set it up, man. I don't know. The coding is pretty simple. I've done this stuff 1,000 times, so I'm not sure why I'm having such a hard time at setting up the stream. I just don't, but I'll get it. You know, it's nothing I can't, you know, it's nothing I can't figure out. It's just the coding I'm using may not be, you know, sitting well with the, I guess the software that I'm trying to use to make it, you know, stream directly from the website. So I'm gonna go over here and check it real quick just to see. If there is a little screen on the website where it should pop up, but it hasn't been popping up. So I'm not sure. It just says video not available. Not sure why it just says video not available. This is the YouTube page here, so maybe let's go to the Rat Pack Sports Show YouTube and see if it's even streaming on there. It should be. I get quite a bit of viewership on the page, so I mean, it was on last week. I'm looking at it right there, so yeah, it's on there, but it's not doing what I needed to do. So maybe I need to use a different link, but I can't get into all that right now. Cause I have to go into the settings and navigate some stuff, so I won't do that. Actually, I can do it because I'm not live right now. So until I go live, I can go in and change some settings that I need to have changed. But while I get that set up and going, I'll just, you know, keep rambling it on and talk about some sports. You know, we have the playoffs in Major League Baseball on the way. I can finally say, before, you know, when we had the wild card round and it was just a one play-in game, I didn't really like that. Because, you know, these are playoff teams. All of these teams are good, and you're telling me you're going to play 162 games, and then, you know, for a playoff, you're going to have a one-game play-in. This ain't college. And I didn't want, you know, the NBA Their playing thing is a little different. I kind of like the way they have it set up. But these are the pros, man. These guys need, you know, the best of three. I'm glad they added that, the best of three. Because the one game just wasn't enough. You know, for one night, any good team can beat any good team. But if you make it the best of three, then at least the other team have a chance to come back after that first game and get a win in the second game and get a win in the third game if it goes that distance. So I was glad to see that they, you know, made those changes to the Major League Baseball playoff system to institute the three games instead of the one game. I think if you go back a little bit in the past, I've made a little bit of gripe about just that, the whole one game playoff. So with that being said, I was pretty satisfied, even though my team didn't win in the race. I was still happy that, you know, they got in. And, you know, this is I want to go into a little bit of baseball here because I have a, you know, a lot of people I discuss baseball with, you know, whether it be in another group or whatnot. Oh, give me a second. Yeah, I have a lot of people, you know, that I get into the baseball conversation with. And in that baseball conversation, you know, it's the Rays group. So people talk a lot of baseball. People frustrated that, you know, the Rays year after year they seem to, you know, not get the job done when they get into the postseason. And, you know, for me, and I always say this, you know, for me, it's about consistency, being consistent, you know, year after year, and giving your team a chance to compete for the championship. And if you don't, at the end of the day, there's only a handful of teams every year that can win a championship in all the sports. You know, one team can only win it. And at the end of the day, you got to put yourselves in position to get to the championship. And you have to have a good year to get to that pinnacle of, you know, the playoffs. And a lot of people that I, you know, speak to in the Rays group, they're not happy because, you know, the Rays just can't get it done in the postseason. They're not happy because we don't have the bats. You know, we can't pay $100 million, you know, to get a hitter in free agency. There's two hitters in the history of the Rays franchise that actually was worth what we paid them for. One of them was, you know, Evan Longoria. And the other guy to me was Carl Crawford. And, you know, Carl Crawford, he wasn't a home run hitter, but he was a guy who could, you know, spray the ball to left, right, and center. So he was just a great overall hitter. I think his career batting average is, you know, somewhere around 300 or maybe a little bit higher. And he was, you know, consistent. Night after night, you knew what you was going to get. He had, you know, he had great speed. And when he got on base, he became a problem. Evan Longoria, you know, the resume speaks for himself. You know, after a certain amount of time, you know, these guys get up there in age and you have to move on. And that's what, you know, that's what happened there in that situation. You know, as a veteran of you know, 10 years, you know, your salary goes up. Baseball is a lot different from all of the other, you know, major sports where you have a salary cap that helps keep the competitive balance with all the other, you know, teams. And baseball don't have that. So there's a lot of different things that, you know, go into effect on how, you know, players make their money, how teams can play, you know, pay them. You have to have your own revenue streams, high revenue streams, to be able to do what the Cardinals can do, the Yankees can do, the Red Sox, you know, Chicago Cubs, just to name a few, you know, high-profile teams that, you know, those guys go in, they have their own baseball television network where they're making, like, buku, just ridiculous money from. All of that money goes into the pot to help them pay for players. We don't have that luxury here in Tampa. And, you know, we go about our business a little bit different. But I feel like, you know, what we've done up to this point has been productive. And it has worked since Sternberg became the owner of the team. And there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they don't like Stu Sternberg. They don't like, you know, what he, you know, there's some good, you know, reasons why people don't like him. I mean, you have some people think he doesn't do enough. He doesn't spend enough money. A lot of people seem to think we have those big bucks to go out there and sign, you know, a couple bats. I tend to think we don't because, again, our revenue streams are not that of the rest of baseball. And until we get somewhere in that ballpark to where we got new, you know, we got new revenue streams and, you know, you got better revenue coming in from ticket sales, a better revenue coming in from corporations, which we lack, you know, compared to the rest of the league. As of, I think it was a few, you know, some years back when the Rays was trying to get the Waterfront Stadium, they did a whole thing on this. And, you know, in our market, we should have, you know, we got the 13th largest television market in the country, by the way. But in our market, or in most markets around baseball, you know, corporations are responsible for about 70% of all season ticket sales. They don't have to show up at the game, but that's they paid for those seats. So when you see these empty stadiums in all these other cities around baseball, those a lot of them seats, you know, already paid up for by corporations. And, you know, they make a lot of revenue from that. Well, we don't have that luxury because here in Tampa, the Bay Area, our corporations are only responsible for about 30-35% of season ticket sales. This was back in, you know, 2010, 2012. Maybe it has changed a little bit, but I don't expect that it changed a whole lot to where this is still not the case. I believe it still is the case. And a lot of that has to do with a stadium. You have a old, outdated stadium. Businesses use, you know, arenas and stadiums, box seats, and all that stuff to conduct business. They make deals in those seats. They set up meetings, you know, at the games with the employees and, you know, stuff like that. And the Trop, while it is indoors, it's, you know, always cool. It's not hot. You know, you're not, you know, dealing with rain delays because you got an open air roof and anything like that. I mean, it does its job. But from a, you know, a standpoint of this is the place to be, no, it doesn't do that. It doesn't have that feel because it's been outdated for a long time. So corporations are not going to, you know, put their dollars into a product that you already know isn't going to be around that long because the stadium is old. So now once the new stadium come, whenever it does, you'll have a lot of corporations that's probably going to put their money, you know, buy up some season tickets because it's a new venue. You got all the new brand new gadgets, all the new bells and whistles that's going to come with a new stadium. It's going to be the place to be. You can do whatever you want building a new stadium with all this technology that's going to drive people to the ballparks opposed to people just not wanting to go. And to me, I feel like it, you know, getting fans to the ballpark, whether it's on the Pinellas side or the Hillsborough side of the Bay, once you build that stadium, I feel like it's not going to matter a whole lot. Like, I don't see just because the stadium is in Hillsborough County, you're going to get 15,000 more people show up every game. That's what people seem to think. I personally don't feel that way because I grew up here. I've been here all my life. I know how this area operates when it comes down to sports. We have, you know, the Bucks. We have the Lightning. And for the majority part, the Lightning over the last 20 years have been outstanding from a competitive win-loss standpoint. We got two Stanley Cups. We've been in like four or five Stanley Cup finals, like three straight. And then I believe then under Tortorella, we actually played. I don't think it was Tortorella. We went to when we played the Blackhawks. That was a finals there. So we've been to four Stanley Cups. Five Stanley Cup finals. We've won a total of three. We've been to three back-to-back over the last, you know, 3 years. And they've built a consistent winner. So, and again, I like to, you know, make this argument to the fan base that it's a lot easier to fill a 19,000-seat arena for 41 games opposed to, you know, a 35,000 seat stadium for 81 games. So everybody have to be, you know, kind of mindful of that whole, you know, situation. Just not say, oh, you know, the fans ain't showing up. The fans are showing up, but I think due to the economics, the fans' burden when it comes to the Rays, there's more of a burden put on us to go and buy seats because our corporations are not doing their part. And around all of baseball, most of the teams around baseball, it's a 70-30 corporate to fans on season tickets. In our area, it's flipped. It's 30-70 corporations to fans season tickets. So Those are the people that's going to drive the revenue. You know, you're always going to have the walk-ups to to the stadiums, but your season ticket base, it are the ones that's supplying you that direct, revenue every year. So, we got to get better at that. Obviously, the Rays from a marketing standpoint probably have to do a little bit better, in that aspect as well. Just driving people to the ballpark. There's not much you can do. I've been in the Trop a gang of times. You walk around the Trop. A lot of it is just bare walls. And, I think downstairs they have like a little batting cage down there. I don't know if it's still down there, but it's on the first level. And they have a batting cage. And they used to have a little arcade or something down there. Not sure if that's still there. But, you need more. It'd be nice to have a sports bar in the stadium that is accessible, not just during the games, but even when they're not playing, people still come to the sports bar to watch Rays games. That would be pretty cool. We don't have that, capability now. They do have something out there in center field, but I'm not sure if it's open outside of the nights that we have games. But that would be pretty cool to have something like that. You want to be able to, in a new stadium, you want to be able to bring people to the ballpark all year round. So whether it's concerts, some type of event, we do host a few, bowl games. We used to host the high school, the North and South. It wasn't North and South. It was one of those college all-star games we used to host. So, things like that, that's over the time that's going to help, drive revenue and bring people to the park. Whenever you think about building this new park, there's a lot of things that you can, put on the table to make the ballpark experience a place to be. Right now, this, Stu and the guys, they brought the team with the stadium already in place, so they just kind of had to polish the turd. They've done the best that they could to, make that stadium somewhat bearable to look at, Even on the outside, they did some things on the outside to, enhance the look of the stadium from the outside. But there's only so much you can do because the stadium, obviously, it was done before you owned the team. So you're not able to do the things that you want to. But inside that back wall there where you see, the Tropicana logo, the fence, on the back wall, and then you have the big screens and all of that. When they took over this team in 2008, none of that was there. That back wall literally was just a back wall with nothing on it. So it was real bland to sit in the Trop back then and watch a baseball game. There was not a whole lot to look at in the park. And, we had a cheap owner in Vince Namoli. Everybody knows that. But I think, what Stu and the gang has done, they've set the bar. All around baseball, the Rays are respected from a organization, front office standpoint, scouting, on the field, managing the game, coming up with the new ideas that kind of transcend baseball. It was the Rays who came in with the shift and did it more often than not. Then other teams started adopting to what the Rays was trying, what the Rays was doing. Other teams were trying to adopt the philosophy of what the Rays were doing. You know, we've lost tons of players in between now, then and now. We've lost, you know, Joe Maddon. He was a manager, great manager for us. Lost him, and when we lost him, everybody just figured, well, Joe Maddon was the genius behind the whole thing. We're going to struggle. I'm afraid not. You know, what the Rays have is a system in place, and that system at this point is running like a well-oiled machine, and there's nothing you can really do to stop it. The only thing you can do to stop it is, you know, some things that I don't want to get into, but they can only stop themselves. Everything is already in motion, you know, well-oiled machine, going great. So at that point, it's just about maintaining. They've been able to maintain this pace, you know, maintain everything that they've done over the last 15 years in this organization, you know, making us relevant and not a laughing stock. In a place where, you know, even though we don't have a lot of money to give, you know, when people get here, they're still happy to be here. They're still proud to be a part of, you know, the Rays organization, doing things the Rays way, unconventional. You know, just getting things done. So at the end of the day, man, you know, I can't throw stones at my owners, because what we saw prior to us getting, you know, us getting Stu and those guys as owners, man, what we saw previous before that, we don't want to see that. And I think a lot of people really have kind of forgotten, you know, where we came from, you know, where we're at now, and why we're here. So I believe we just got to be, you know, patient and just, you know, enjoy the team. And if they do win it, great. They'll be the last of our professional teams to win a championship. Obviously, no, I'll scratch that, because you do have the Rowdies as well. So, but we'll be the last of, you know, the major teams in this area to win a championship. So that'll mean a lot to a lot of people that's been, you know, right there forever. So, yeah. It's just, you know, it's just a matter of you know, taking care of the business the way you need to take care of business as owners. And I ain't got no bad things to say about him. You know, I didn't like the way he went about the whole two-city deal with the stadium and all that. I knew that wasn't going to pass. I was telling people that wasn't going to pass. Just didn't make sense. So that's what happened. It didn't make sense. And people didn't pay attention. People didn't, you know, see what the problem was. But we're at the top here. So, you know, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, jump into some other sports as well. We should have what we're gonna do now, and then once we get back, we'll be live on the video feed as well. But we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back on the other side and, you know, get into some NFL and some of the other topics as well. This is Rat Pack Sports Show. We will be back after this.